Hashem is Bochel begin Perek Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sha'ar Avos HaTumah, the laws of the other primary categories of Tumah, the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which we, in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perakim discussing the Rabbinic Tumahs, and also as the theme of the previous Perek discussing the Tumahs of food items as they contaminate. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the Tumah of Yadayim, the Tumah that applies specifically to one's hands. So Kol Negei B'Yadav, whatever person touches with his hands, berishon l'tumah, in the first degree level of tumah, bein shehayo yitzer rishon, whether that first degree level of tumah was adam, a person, a kli or a vessel, a eichel of food, adam, a mashkin, tumim, or tumay foods, liquids, either one, nit muyodav bilvad ala perek, the hands, although a person does not become tumim from a rishon, it will only become tumim from an av, however, the hands that touching this rishon will become tumay, as a sheni, up until the wrist, and b'chein machnas yadav. So if someone inserts his hands la'avir kli charis to the earth, to the ear space of an earthenware vessel, which that's how it transmits its tumah, shenitim ba'avatumah, that kli charis became tumah from an avatumah, which now that's a rishon. Ashechnas yadav l'bayis habenuga, or let's say he puts his hand into a house that has a nega, so nitmi yadav, his hands become tumah. He's not going to become tumah because the majority of his body didn't enter, but the hands do contract tumah. This tumah of the hands is from rabbinic law. Halacha beis. So the hands from rabbinic law always has halacha as a secondary level of tumah. Because their tumah is only from rabbinic law. When they decreed that there should be tumah on the hands, they decreed that it should have a halacha like a second degree level of tumah. And even if he puts his hands into a house that has a nega, which is avatama, and whoever, if the person goes in, the person becomes a rishon l'tuma. Oy, shenaga biyadav, or he touched with his hands, but adam, and a person, shemetami begadim, that is so severe of a tuma that it even contaminates his garments, actually, peshmen betamav, until he doesn't separate from what's causing him to become tummy. Which, for example, let's say someone's carrying in the veil or things like that, where not only is he a tumah, but he actually is almost like the avatumah itself contaminating his garments to be in the rishon. Doesn't make a difference. A hand that it has its halachas of tumah, even when it's coming in contact with a avatumah, hadayod of shnias, the hands are always going to be considered as a second degree level of tumah. Now, halacha gimel, the Rambam continues regarding food items that are tumah, that have halacha of being metame yadayim, even if they themselves are not really tame. So hapigel, regarding a carbon that the kohen who did the avodah had in mind that it should be eaten or consumed beyond its time, or vaneser, actual parts of carbons that were left over their time, or vitzarid shel menaches, these are the small pieces of the flour which clumped together, which didn't saturate with the oil of the mincha, and hence it was never really susceptible for tumah because it did not become wet from the liquid from the oil, but because it's kodshim, that endearment actually validates it to contract tumah when it touches something that contaminates it. All these things, harehim kirdishon l'tumah, they're like a first degree level of tumah. And we count with its transmission to be a rishon, to be a sheni, lafikach, therefore, because they are a rishon, metama seyadayim bekabeya, they contaminate the hands to become a sheni, if it's the size of an egg. Now, ve'ena pigel ba'noisim it's tarfin, however, pigel and noisim don't combine, afk b'shishrim shovek bekabeya, although their measurements are equal, which they both have the halacha of their tuma, the size of an egg, which generally the rule is whenever their tuma and their measurement is equal, they actually do combine. But here they don't combine. However, since the tumah of the hands from the pigel and the noiser is from binnik law, they don't combine. Of sharha eichel and stuff, but other food items do combine. That the food items that contaminate will not contaminate the hands until it's going to be that of the size of an egg. Halacha dalad kulis. The thigh bone, which has a lot of marrow inside of it, whether of hapigel or hanoiser, from a carbon that had a pigel makshava, or is actually left over. Now, afapishah hisesuma, although that it's sealed off, which we had said in Perek Beis Halachah Aleph, that it does not contaminate by touch if there's no hole in it, still hanegei b'yodav, if someone touched it with his hands, nit muyodav, his hands will become tummy. Why? Shatzama shal kadishim, because when you have bones of kadishim, shashimshu noisoi pigel, that are serving that which is from the noiser meat or the pigel meat, which it's serving as a base for the marrow, which inside that marrow is considered noiser pigel. So metamina seyadayim, that bone contaminates the hands. Hovanasu basas al davasa, since they were a base for something that's forbidden, which is the marrow inside, that could also go ahead and contaminate the hands. Halacha hei, b'sar kodesh, kachem meat, sheyatza chutz l'mechitzasi, that went out of its perimeter. Kachem has, depending on what level it is, has a certain area you cannot go past. So that type of meat, hareyu safik and metamesi damaloi, that actually a situation of doubt if that contaminates the hands or not. Therefore, it's not going to contaminate because shesvik tumas yadayim tar, because the doubt relating to tuma of one's hands is tar. Kamoshes by like was explained later on Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, and therefore they regarding this law, since it's a suffik, it's not going to contaminate. Now, then bisar pesach, and if it's the meat of the korban pesach, shiatzah chutz labayis hu, that went out of the house where the chabura, the group is eating, which not allowed to leave that house. So harehu tar, that meat's going to remain tar. Because b'nei chaburah's reason, the people of the group eating kachim are diligent, and since it's eaten with a group, each one is going to warn the other one, and it's not so common for it to leave the area because it's forbidden. So therefore, the chacham were not geizer, something that's not common, which would be for the karban pesach meat to leave the area, the perimeter of the house that's eaten. Halacha vav continues regarding the tumas of yadayim as relates to the going into the Beis HaMikdash and regarding kachim. So in tumas yadayim b'mikdash, there is no tuma of one's hands in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shabashosha goes to Tumalay Dam because at the time when they made the decree of Tumma on the hands, which we said it's rabbinic law, like also in Mikdash, they didn't make that decree in the base of Mikdash. Ella rather, Hanagei Bachol and Tameim. If someone touches food items that are Tumma, your creates them, all these types of things we said that could generally make the hands Tumma, Ben Shanago Ben Mikdash, Ben Shanago Chutzla Mikdash, and whether it's touching in the base of Mikdash or out of the base of Mikdash, and then Menago Bachachim and Mikdash, but then he subsequently touches the Kachim in the base of Mikdash. Leitim, he's not making a tummy. So although he said the hands generally become tummy from rabbinic law when he touches things that are tummy, it's not going to make the kachim tummy. The naga chutz mikdash, but if he touched that out of the base of mikdash, he's a metamez a kodesh. So that's going to contaminate the kachim. Upeis la truma, it's going to invalidate the truma. Kamei shabod, like when explained later on, perek yudav alocha gimel v'dalad, that the hands that are sheni will make the truma into a shlishi, will make the kachim into a revi. But in the mikdash itself, does not have the halacha of tummy. Halacha Zayin. Now Mishnit Mis Yodei Achas. Let's say one of a person's hands become tummy. Benoga Bacheres. Let's say because it touched tummy foods or whatever the case that we described that can make it into a sheni. And then Benoga Bacheres. Then one hand touched the other hand. Hacheres tar. The other hand is going to be tar. But Noitles Atmei. All you have to do is wash the tummy hand. Bedaye. It's enough. You don't have to wash both. But Medvim. When do we say this? Lachuma. That's for truma. Aval Kodesh, which is more severe. In Mitnas Yodei Achas. Benoga Bashnei. If one hand became tummy and touched the other hand. Timo, it makes the other hand tummy. Ushtein tzrichas tvila kodesh, and both need actually tvila. It's not enough to do netila, to wash. You have to actually dip into a mikvah for kachim. Avla truma, in all situations, but netila zizam b'levad yitari yadav, even when you have to wash both, it's enough with a netila, with just washing, and you would not need to actually do a tvila. Lachaches, the Rambam explains the source of this tuma of generic hands, and the thrust, and the season of when this actually happened. Shlomo Melech and his court, they decreed on one's hands that they should be considered as a secondary level of tuma. Now, although a person does not know definitively that his hand became tummy, but a person's hands are very busy, and they constantly are touching all over, and concerned that it touched an area that was tummy. But for the Gazer Shlomo Yidayim tummy, Shlomo Melech did not make this decree on the hands that it should be considered tummy, only for kachim. But the Achakach, subsequently, Gadol Chachamim, later sages decreed, Sha'achrav, that were after him, after Truma, even for Truma. Well, the Fikir, therefore, Tzachan, the Hilzidam, the Truma, you have to wash your hands for Truma. Vim Naga, but Truma, Koyim, Shi'it, the other, and the person touched Truma before he washed his hands. Pesul, it's invalid. Vim Nisrefis, al Tumazu. Although, generally, when it comes to Truma, Drabanan, we don't burn the Truma because it's actually forbidden. But here, specifically, they made in the Gezerah that it should be burnt if it was touched with the Stam Yidayim. Halacha test. Now, lot adam yodav b'mapa. Person could wrap his hands with a cloth. V'eichel truma b'lein to his dam, and they could eat truma without washing his hands. And v'ein chayshim shem yigub, not concerned that maybe he's going to touch the truma with his hands themselves, because since kahanim who eat truma are diligent, they're going to be careful not to touch the truma with their hands that we consider as tamei. Aval yasekem b'chulin shenas ataras hakodesh al taras truma. But you shouldn't do the same thing regarding unconsecrated produce, which, although that does not have these halachas, but some people, they accustom themselves to keep the same status of the purity of kachim or the purity of truma for the chulin, that don't eat with even the cloth around the hands. Because gezerah, there we are concerned as a decree shem yigah, the person might end up touching it, because he's not so particular regarding the purity as the actual purity of the kachim itself or the truma itself. So since you're treating with that status, we actually are concerned that you're not going to be as careful, and therefore there actually the cloth is not effective. Halacha Yud. Now, since we said that the hands are considered as a secondary level of tumah, and the halacha is, as we said in Perkzan halacha, hey, that liquids that touch a sheni become a rishon. So im nogu b'mashka, so a person's hands, the stam yadayim, generic hands, touch liquids, asom tchila actually makes the liquid into a rishon l'tumah. And now im nogu b'mashka elu b'ichol, now if these liquids touch food items, they make the food items into a secondary level of tumah. Now, if they touch other liquids, again, the food items that's a sheni now makes the liquids into a rishon. Because liquids always become a rishon l'tumah. Like I already explained this already in Perek Zayin. Now, avol ein mashkin elu shenit mamachmas yadayim. However, these liquids that became tumah because of the hands, they're not metamin kiln. They do not contaminate vessels. Sheikut tumah sayadayim at the very, because the primary tumah of one's hands is from rabbinic law, and therefore that does not have the thrust of the Matami Kalim. Now the Rambam continues regarding the Gezerim as it applies to another halacha of rabbinic tumah, of someone eating food items that are tummy or drinking liquids that are tummy. V'chein gazo chacham, so too the sages decreed, al kol adam sheyechol echol tumim, any person that eats food items that are tummy, bin sheochol echol rishon, or yechol sheni, whether he's eating a first degree level of tumah or a secondary, where generally a person only eats tummy from an other tumah, and here's eating either a rishon or a sheni, or valkala shesha mashkin tamim, or someone who drinks any liquids that are tamay, she is sheni l'tumah, that the person should be considered as a secondary level of tumah, at she yitpol, until he immerses himself, and here you don't need to have, as generally a person needs hair of shemesh for sundown. Now, v'mnoga b'chom, now if this person, before he tables, touches food items, and we're saying he's considered as a sheni, asom shlishi, if he touches truma, because chulin cannot become a shlishi, then he actually makes the truma into a shlishi, into a third, a tertiary level of tumah. Now, the Nogam Mashkin, if he touches liquids, a fellow Mashkin Chulin, even unconsecrated liquids, well, Asam Tchila, then he makes that into a Rishon, which is Latame Eichel, the Mashkin Achim, that could contaminate other food or beverages, which, and that's the Chiddush, that even though the Tumah of the person is from Rabbinic law, it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, he's a Sheni, and then a Sheni makes a liquid into a Rishon, thus contaminating other liquids and food items. Now, Avaloy Latame Kim, but again, that would not contaminate the vessels. However, Iker Tumas Adam Zeb in the brain, since the primary Tumah of this person is from Rabbinic law, it does not have the thrust of being Matame Kalim. Now, Rambam explains, for what reason did they decree that there's going to be Tumah on a person that's eating food items are Tumah if by default he cannot become Tumah from food items, if he has to be from an Avatumah? The reason is, because maybe the person who it does not contaminate him from biblical law will be eating a food item that's either a rishon or a sheni. But at the same time, he's going to be drinking a beverage of chumah. Now, when it's in his mouth, the liquids that's chumah is going to become tummy from the food items in his mouth, because chumah could become a shlishi. So if it touches the food item that's a rishon or sheni, although it's not making the person tummy, it's going to make the liquid chumah into tummy. Same thing is the other way around. If he's drinking liquids that are tummy, maybe at the same time that he's drinking those liquids, he might be eating a piece of bread that's truma. It's going to come out that they're coming tummy from the liquids in his mouth. Now, I already explained the laws of trumas in Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. That it's forbidden to eat truma tamei, and he's going to be violating that issur. Therefore, we said, okay, if he's eating these tummy food items, he rabbinically is going to be considered tummy, so therefore he's not going to go ahead and then have that other liquid or food item of truma at the same time. Halacha Yud Aleph continues regarding the measurement of the quantity and of the time. So, in this tummy, now, this halacha that we just said in the previous halacha that becomes tummy from the food items or the liquids that are tummy, the person does not become tummy at sheyochel machom tameim until he eats food items that are tummy kechatzi pras, the amount of half a loaf, which a loaf is 2 meals worth, a half a loaf is half of that, which it's well known that the machlik is Rambam and Rashi. Rambam says that a pras is 3 eggs worth, and Rashi holds it is 4 eggs worth, which, so how much is half a loaf? Shukabeyo mechza sheyeches, that it's like around a larger, more expanded egg and a half, because certain eggs are smaller, certain like the larger eggs and a half of them. That's how much he has to eat. And the chenashay say in the time, so if someone drinks liquids that are tummy, it does not, the person does not become tummy from the rabbinic law. Atcher yishtam imashkin tamim revius, until he drinks from the tummy liquids a revius halig. Now, b'chol lo'ichel mitstarfen like kechatzi pras, and all food items will combine for this measurement of the half of the loaf worth of tummy foods, to invalidate the person's body who we said is becoming tummy. And so to b'chol ha'mashkim and stavon l'rviz, so to all liquids combined for the shir reviz. Now, b'mochel e'shos ha'pachas m'shir, if he eats or drinks less than this measurement, so tar is going to be tar. Now, let's say Elcham Ma'at, let's say he eats a little bit, Bashar, and he waits. Elcham Ma'at, and then he eats a little bit. Im yesh mitchil abad saif, if there is from the beginning to the end, to have this measurement, what's kedachil is pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, which is the amount of time it normally takes to eat 3 eggs worth, some stuff, and then they're going to combine. But if not, it delayed more than that. So although he ends up eating the shear, even seven, they're not going to combine, and it's not going to make him tummy, because it wasn't within the amount of time as considered to be one act of eating. So let's say he drank a little bit, and then he waited, and again they drank a little bit. If there is from the beginning to the end of having had this drink of a revius haloig, k'dechil is pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, it was within that time span, the mitzvah, and then they combine. Love not the mitzvah, and then they don't combine. Now, achal pochas mekashir, let's say he ate less than the measurement. V'tavel, and he immersed himself, to the tum of the tummy foods or liquids, v'tavel, v'olav achal ma'at miyad, and then he comes out, and then again, right away, he eats a little bit more. So, im leisho b'nein, if there wasn't a pause between them, and between the eating that was before the immersion and after the immersion was all bechdei achilas pras, was within the time frame that it takes to normally eat a half a loaf of bread, had a elam and stuff, and they're actually going to combine. In other words, we don't say that the tefillah helps to be effective and say, oh, so the first half is like not here because we already tabled. No, because the first half of zayis does not make him tummy at all, so the tefillah didn't do anything, so there's no interruption, and then they're still going to combine to actually make him tummy. Luchi Beis continues regarding that of a nursing infant and of a pregnant woman, as it relates to his halachas. Isha, she rishon l'tumah. If there's a woman that's a rishon l'tumah, she became tamei from an avad tumah. Ubenikas benar, she's nursing her child. Hadeha ben tar, the child's going to be tar. And the reason that is because the child does not become tamei from touching the mother, because a rishon, they cannot contaminate a person. The mother's tamei, but she cannot contaminate a child, because the child's also a person, who can only become tamei from an av. And additionally, v'le gazlab tumah, we did not decree tumah, because, wait a second, the liquids are tamei, because it's from the nursing mother. No, we did not decree tuma that the child should be considered tuma of having, as we said rabbinically, when you consume liquids out of tummy, because shafil tamei shonik revius. Even if you're going to say that the baby nursed revius haloig, which is the minimum measurement of becoming tummy from tummy liquids, it's still efshet, it's still possible shesh metchil vatzayv, that from the beginning when the child started nursing till the end to have a revius haloig was yes mechliya kol pras. That was more than the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread. Shari in the yonim b'vasachas, because a baby doesn't nurse everything at one shot, it does it very slowly. And since it's a big element of doubt, they weren't geyser in that type of situation. Lachid gimel hamuberes, a pregnant woman, hitiru lo lecho lechol and tmeim, they permit her heart to eat food am zartami, pachas mikashir, if it's less than the amount of, we said, the chatzi pras, which chatzi pras, we were saying that the food items is, the shir is achilas pras. We were saying for the food items actually chatzi pras, half of the half loaf, which is actually a quarter of a loaf, and the liquids was a quarter of a leg. So we permitted to eat less than that share of either the half a pras or of the revisa leg. And even though she's eating a lot, and the reason is because of danger, because of the pregnant woman, what she needs. And she does not need even immersion. We consider her as tahar, as long as she's eating them, as she's eating it less than the shear, so then even if she's eating a lot, which we permit that, and she does not need tefillah, because the rabbanu will not geyser on the situation of the sakana of the pregnant woman.